Today we give honor to one man, a guy called Joseph. Joseph of Arimathea. We say, Blaho Obrazdi Yosef. Who is this Joseph of Arimathea who was a secret follower of Jesus, but was ashamed and afraid to do this publicly? But when Jesus died, who went to Pilate and asked for the body of this horrible man, as the Romans said, that was put to death by the capital punishment of his time? Had liars at his trial, a judge with no guts to stick up for the truth, who gave his life for us. Joseph of Arimathea found the strength and the courage to say, Jesus was my friend. I ask for his body to give him a proper burial. And just as in Bethlehem, there were gifts given to Jesus on his birth of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so at his death, there were three gifts that were given by humanity to Jesus. The plashtenicha, or burial shroud. The ointment, the pachoshti, which he was anointed according to the Jewish ritual. And finally, the newly hewn tomb out of rock in which no one had laid before. Those were the three gifts that humanity gave to Jesus. And all Jesus gave us in return was life, was forgiveness of sins, was an opportunity to become better people. So when you think about your own life, from the youngest to the oldest, and every time you see a church, it was built for you. When you see the plashtenicha, the Savior gave his life for you. And every time we gather, where two or three are gathered in his name, he shows up and he inspires us to take care of one another. Because life is very difficult. And just as today there are people dying around the world, the church does not shy away from death, but says that Christ's power will free us even from that. And in the meantime, remember that little thought. The churches around the world were built for you. The Savior was born and gave his life and rose from the dead for you. And I came to pray here with you. Slava Iisusu Christus.